You are listening to KG Moeketsi on SFM.
It's 3:42. So citrus farmers are condemning the European Union's decision to impose a cold storage requirement on citrus imports that are coming from South Africa. The European Union demands that South African farmers subject the produce to extreme cold storage to avoid moth infestation. The South African government has lodged a trade dispute with the World Trade Organization. Why is this move so bad, and how will it affect South African citrus farmers? We're now joined on the line by Hannes de Waal, the chairperson of the Citrus Growers Association. Hannes, good afternoon. Thank you so much for your time. What would previously happen regards citrus imports from South Africa to the European Union?
Good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. Previously, we had what we called commercial temperatures of shipping. So it's not really the cold storage which is at issue here. It's the time that we have to have the fruit in a container and at a specific temperature, together with the time and cold storage. So why we deem it unfair is for two reasons. We think the European Union did not really apply science. We think that they caved into political pressure, especially from Spain. And then secondly, it obviously added additional costs. And you know, the cost of shipping over the last 2 years has more than doubled to certain trade routes, including to the European Union. And it's excessive at the moment. And this industry is struggling to actually maintain profitability. In fact, I think most of the citrus farms in this country are facing losses at the moment, lest we have a very, very good August and September month. So the costs that are added are really a big issue to us. At the moment, we are rather disrupted by the problems with the global supply chain, and the cost of shipping especially is excessive.
Yeah.
So that's a big problem to us.
So I know you're not a politician and can't speak on behalf of the politicians, but according to your perspective, what is this political pressure from Spain all about in terms of why it's ending up affecting business between South Africa and the European Union regards citrus so much?
So Spain is a rather large citrus producer themselves. On a commercial level, many of us have got very good commercial relationships in Spain with especially bigger importing firms. But there are two very, very large what we call grower unions. And those grower unions are obviously influenced by certain political parties. So there's a lot of pressure on from the Spanish government to the EU government in order to protect Spain. And these problems have been coming for many, many years since, you know, agricultural subsidies were reduced by the European Union. So it's not a new thing. It's just that the pressure is now more due to the fact that fruit producers and also food producers internationally, globally, obviously face an uphill battle. Mm. So now the pressure is intense, and our information is that the Spanish Minister of Agriculture had no choice but to force this decision from the European Union.
Yeah.
So our relationship on a scientific level has always been extremely good, also on a trade level, but now on a political level it obviously has been interfered with, and we deem that unfair.
How big is the import level of citrus from South Africa to the European Union, and how were you previously even managing any moth infestation, if at all?
So we were managing moth infestation. It's a serious issue to us as well. It's not only the European Union. And if I can define it for you, it's false calling moth, which is the particular moth that is in question. We have empathy and understanding that Europe doesn't want this pest. And we've been managing it very, very well with, let's call it, scientific and spray techniques, and also the way that we have inspected our produce. So our level of interceptions in the past were extremely low. You know, of about 150, 160 million cartons of citrus, 60% can easily go to EU countries in any year. It's our biggest trade partner by far.
Mm.
And the interceptions were few and far between. And as a result, and now the European Union decided, regardless, to actually implement these measures. Many other countries that export other produce, especially other African countries, have had far higher level of interceptions than what we have had. So it's obviously unfair, and this is why our government at the end of the day decided to go to the World Trade Organization.
Yeah.
We also have the black spot measure, which for about a decade now, those measures were implemented, and that's pure nonsense. It's a fungus on the skin which cannot transfer from the fruit to anything else, so less plant material is obtained in an illegal manner by anybody in the European Union. We cannot see how our fruit will infest it. So we call these non-trade barriers, and unfortunately, they're starting to seem to be the order of the day.
Yeah. So, I mean, speaking of, you know, the government lodging a trade dispute with the World Trade Organization, how effective do you believe that will be? And is that enough, according to you, or should more be done?
No, I think it's going to take a very, very long time. You know, if you look at history and the World Trade Organization, and I'm definitely not a specialist, but this is something that can take many, many years to solve itself. I know of a World Trade, let's say a dispute in the WTO between, I think, New Zealand and Australia that took more than 20 years. So this can take 10 years, it can take 5 years. I doubt it will take anything less than 2 or 3 years. It will take a while to sort itself out. But, you know, this industry is resilient. We will face our challenges and we will overcome them. We've got what I believe are the best farmers in the world.
Mm.
And these are not the only adversities that we are facing at the moment, and we will overcome them. I'm very sure of that.
Yeah, I love that optimism. And we'll leave it here. Thank you so much. And I suppose good luck, Hannes. Thank you so much for making the time to explain this to us. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. My privilege. You have a lovely day.
You too. Hannes de Waal is the chairperson of the Citrus Growers Association. It's 10 to 3.